We should try to be there. How? By hearing pastimes of Krishna. Very strong. And what? Chanting, remembering, explaining, glorifying Krishna in this way. This is prominent process of Ekadasi. Secondarily, we should fast, not taking any grain or any preparation from any grain. Translation? Finished. If you want to be happy in this world and you want to have a faith for Supreme Personality of Godhead, you must observe Ekadasi.
Jadi kalau kita ingin berbahagia di dunia ini, kita harus selalu mendekatkan diri kepada Krishna, Tuhan yang Maha Esa.
Ekadasi by 11 organs of body. We should not give, engage 11
senses
or organs of the body. You should not engage in any other thing other than Krishna Himself.
Jadi pada hari Ekadasi kita harus menjauhkan diri dari 11 kenikmatan. Jadi kita harus selalu mendekatkan diri kepada Sri Krishna.
So all senses should be engaged in Supreme Personality of Godhead. By mind, we should always meditate. By eyes, seeing Thakurji and going to Vaishnavas for association. By ears, hearing Hari Katha always. By hands, to do pranam and to do serve Radha Krishna, conjugal Mahaprabhu and deities. By feet, to walk in holy places of Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri and all others. So we should try to engage all these senses that day. Not engage in worldly talkings, sense gratifications and other things.
Jadi pada hari Ekadasi kita harus mengusahakan semua indriya-indriya untuk bakti kepada Krishna. Jadi kalau kita punya mata, kita untuk melihat acara si Krishna. Punya kaki pergi di mana Krishna dipuja. Punya telinga untuk mendengarkan ujangan dan tampilan kepada si Krishna. Punya tangan untuk menyembah wujud Sri Krishna. Jadi pada prinsipnya, pada hari Ekadasi kita hendaknya mempergunakan seluruh badan dan jiwa raga untuk bakti kepada Krishna. Dan hendaknya kita menjauhkan diri dari hal-hal yang bersifat material, hal-hal yang bersifat nafsu pada hari Ekadasi itu.
If you are associating with high class of Vaishnavas, they will engage you. Nothing poverty. Itself, they will engage.
Jadi kalau kita selalu bergaul pada seorang Vaisnava yang agung, jadi kita perlu merasa khawatir akan kejatuhan. Jadi hendaknya kita mengerti, kita harus selalu berusaha untuk mendekatkan diri kepada seorang sadhu.
By observing Ekadasi, gradually all kinds of diseases will go away. Your all kinds of vague
urges of the mind, of anger, the belly, genital, all senses.
Lust, everything will gradually go away. And gradually you will have attachment to Krishna, attachment to his associates.
Jadi dengan melaksanakan puasa ekadasi, maka keinginan-keinginan kita yang bersifat nafsu akan secara bertahap disucikan, dan secara bertahap pula kita akan bisa melakukan suatu pelayanan bakti secara murni kepada Sri Krishna.
Kanchantanya Mahaprabhu with his associates in Gambhira of Jagannath Puri, he was observing Ekadashi. You know that in Jagannath Puri, especially Panda, they don't observe Ekadashi. They tell that, oh, here Jagannath Dev has bended the legs of Ekadashi up.
Upside down.
Upside down. And head is
downwards.
That is, no one
need to observe
Ekadashi. They should not observe Ekadashi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his all associates, Uriya Bhakta, Gauriya Bhakta, all with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira, they were doing so. They wanted to disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that this is only problem for us. If he stops Ekadasi, then all will accept that we should not do Ekadasi, we should be always engaged in sense gratifications. So they trickly send Mahaprasad, Anna, all very delicious preparations of Jagannath, very sweet, every kinds of chawal, dal, anna, dal, kadhi, puri, kachauri, or so many. Not small quantity.
Huge
quantity. And it was given in the front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should speak little bit.
Jadi, pada waktu Sri Chaitanya Prabhu di dunia ini, beliau melakukan relasi dengan aku. Jadi, di situ beliau melakukan puasa ekadasi dengan sangat ketat sekali. Jadi, seluruh pengikut beliau, semua yang menjadi pengikut beliau itu harus trik sekali menjalankan puasa ekadasi. Tetapi di sana penduduk Jagannath Puri, beliau tidak melakukan puasa ekadasi. Nah, sehingga pada suatu ketika, jadi penduduk Jagannath Puri itu untuk mengetes keyakinan daripada pengikut Chaitanya Prabhu, beliau membuat satu upacara besar, persembahan dengan segala sesuatu yang sangat nikmat sekali. Jadi untuk menggugah atau membatalkan keinginan daripada pengikut Chaitanya Prabhu untuk melaksanakan puasa ekadasi.
They kept everything, all these things prepared by grain, wheat, rice, dal, and so many things. Mahaprabhu and his all associates, top to bottom, they were observing Ekadasi without water even. No water, no sleeping, nothing. What doing? Glorifying Krishna and so many Harikatha always. And doing Kirtan with so many. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Bakreshwar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, high class of all were, Paramananda Puri, so many were, high class of. All they were singing, dancing. So when this prasad came, then Mahaprabhu know that Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swalpa Punyavatang Rajan Vishwasa Naiva Jayate Sarir Avidyajal. They know, you know? Sarir Avidyajal Janendriya Taheka. Krishna Bada Dayama. Seyyannamrita-bhava. Radha Krishna. So Mahaprabhu knows that this prasadam is not different from Jagannath or Krishna himself. So he must respect. And the Panda, they also knew that he will have to respect, because he has told himself that as soon as prasad comes, you should take without any delay. So they knew that Mahaprabhu, if we are giving Mahaprasad, he cannot disobey or shastra or anything. So when they gave, Mahaprabhu became very happy. And he told all his associates that, oh, bring kartal and mridanga. Four mridanga, so many kartals. And we should glorify and do parikrama. So he began to do parikrama and glorifying, sometimes, or sashtang dana, sometimes doing prayer, so many mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu used to know so many slokas and so many stavs, stotis of. And he began to do, it became 4 in the night, in morning. Mahaprabhu told that you should stop now and we should go to ocean and we should take bath and then anhik prasadam, and having the darshan of Jagannath there, quickly you should come and we will take prasadam.
Sunrise.
Then they went to take bath and they took bath and did anhik all. Mahaprabhu used to do even himself. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramana, no need for them. But yet they used to do. So you should be very strong, very, very strong to do. With quite observed. If you will not do all these things, then you must be what? Weak. And you will give up. As so many gifts up. So he has said so much. What he is telling, you are understanding? Are you? Ask them whether they are understanding or sleeping. If they want to sleep, you can bring a pillow for them. I will give this.
Ibu saya bertanya, apakah bisa dia mengerti apa yang beliau jelaskan? Apa yang saya jelaskan dalam bahasa Indonesia bisa dimengerti? Terima kasih. Ya.
Very.
Listen and deeper.
So you should tell again. What I told. You told?
Yeah.
Huh? So you should begin what I told.
Jadi kendatipun pada saat itu penduduk Jagannath Puri mempersembahkan persembahan yang begitu luar biasa sekali. Tetapi Sri Chaitanya Prabhu dan pengikut beliau tidak tertarik untuk menikmati persembahan itu. Bahkan beliau dan semua pengikut beliau melakukan puasa ekadasi penuh tanpa minum dan tanpa makan. Nah, jadi apa yang beliau lakukan pada saat itu? Beliau melakukan kirtan, jadi memuja persada tersebut. Kenapa? Karena persada itu adalah tidak lain daripada Sri Jagannath sendiri. Nah, gitu. Jadi dengan cara sedemikian rupa, jadi kita sudah melakukan atau sudah melaksanakan sesuatu yang luar biasa. Nah, dengan menjalankan puasa ekadasi itu. Dan juga setelah dilakukan kirtan yang besar sekali, akhirnya Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dan semua ikut beliau pergi mandi ke laut. Setelah datang dari mandi, akhirnya beliau memerintahkan semua pengikut beliau untuk mendapatkan persadam.
After they came from catching in the sea, they took persadam.
Darshan
to Jagannath Puri, to Jagannath and
then sun will rise, it will be about 8, No horn. After sunrise.
Dan setelah keesokan harinya, karena dilakukan sehari penuh selama 24 jam, dan pada hari pagi daripada puasa ekodasi itu, semua penyembah Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dipindahkan untuk mandi, dan setelah datang dari mandi, beliau datang kepada Jagannath, dan pada saat itulah kita boleh menikmati prasad sebanyak-banyaknya.
And it became so.
Sampai kita puas.
It became so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his all followers went to ocean, Swargadwar, and they took bath, and they directly went to Jagannath temple, and there they took darshan, and dancing and kirtanam, and then they returned to Gambhira again. Now it was quite sunrise, and they again, in a round table conference, they said, and they took Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavahe
Swapakunavatamgaram Vishwasanahiyahe.
Like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in following all these things. If a guru does not follow all these things, or his disciple may be weak. They don't. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the things, chanting name himself, weeping bitterly, and he used to chant name. What he had told? Jugayitam nimishena chakshusha prabhrishayitam sunnayim jagatasaravam govinda virahe. He was glorifying all this Sikshastak. Best lokas. With Rāyaramānanda and Sarup Dāmodar. At once he came in the stage that Krishna has left Vrindavan. And he went to Mathura, and from there he went to Dwarka. All the gopis are feeling very separation. How to save Srimati Radhika? Weeping so, lamenting so much. Hanat, Ramanat, Bajanartha Nashani, Nashana, Samadhara Govinda, Gokul Vrijnar Navat. Or He Deva He Daidehe Vuaniks. Weeping bitterly like Srimati Radhika Mahaprabhu is telling. He was in the mood of very high class of separation like Srimati Radhika. All symptoms, eight kinds of Ashta Sattvic and all other bhavas were seen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bitterly weeping. So, he was telling, Yugaitam Nimishena, I cannot survive. In moment, I may die without seeing Krishna. So one moment becomes how much? Yugayitam. Like jokes and jokes. So many. What? Thousands of years. More than that. 1 second even. If eyelids comes down. And when he used to be in some mood of meeting of Krishna, then used to become
a blink of an eye.
Like a moment.
But here, yugaitam nimishena chakshushar abhishayitam. One moment becomes the separation mood of Mahaprabhu like Radhika, so many jokes, weeping bitterly. Heart melting. All the associates seeing this stage of Mahaprabhu, they used to cry bitterly, weep bitterly. Sunnayami Jagat, and this whole world, even Jagannath Puri, and even Vrindavan, Giraj Govardhan, Yamuna, Gokul, Vrindavan, Radha Kunsham, like zero in separation. Shunyayim Jagat Sarvam, Govinda Virahi, O Govinda. You should come and give me darshan, otherwise I will die at once in this way. And Sarup Damodara Ramanan, oh, they were singing same kinds of parallel slokes to Mahaprabhu, making them more uddipana.
Stimulating his mood.
So, whole night like this went on, in a moment. So we should try to know all these things. If you have no relation with Krishna, no attachment with Krishna, how you can live? You cannot feel separation. Or you can feel separation for your wife, your children, your wealth, your reputation, for all position. But not for Krishna. Oh, Guru wants to give this thing.
Jadi, Guru Dev sudah menjelaskan tadi tentang ekadasi itu. Jadi begitulah Sri Chaitanya Prabhu dan pengikut beliau melaksanakan kuasa ekadasi dengan ketat sekali. Sehingga dengan demikian kita bisa secara bertahap mendekatkan diri dengan Krishna. Dan selanjutnya Sri Guru Dev menjelaskan bagaimana perpisahan antara Gopi di Vrindavan pada waktu ditinggalkan oleh Sri Krishna ke Mathura. Padahal pada saat itu Sri Krishna berada di Mathura hanya sesaat, tetapi itu rasanya seperti beratus-ratus yuga. Dan begitulah perasaan seorang gopi kalau ditinggalkan oleh Sri Krishna, kedatipun hanya sesaat, tetapi itu dirasakan sangat lama sekali. Jadi hendaknya kita di sini mempunyai perasaan atau mood seperti apa yang dirasakan oleh para gopi yang sedang merasakan berpisah dari Sri Krishna, kedatipun itu sesaat. Jadi begitu sangat lama atau sangat seperti beratus-ratus juga ya saya rasanya. Jadi hendaknya kita mendekatkan atau memuja Sri Krishna seperti apa yang dilakukan oleh seorang gopi.
This Ekadasi is mother of bhakti. Mother of bhakti. If you are observing in a real process, oh, bhakti must come. So, this Ekadasi Tithi is mother of bhakti. But you should try to follow it with a real process. Always chanting, remembering. You cannot be happy in this world. Never and never. If so much affluence, wealth, reputation, position may come, but one day you will have to give up all these things. I am traveling to whole world only to for their remembrance, only to share these things. Don't engage totally in sense gratification and making wealth and reputation. You cannot be happy. You can happy only by love and affection of Krishna. That will come by this process. Following Ekadasi with high class of devotees, singing kirtan and meditating him, and in this way. Though you are in worldly, in family life, try to be like Sivas Pandit, like Pandavas, like Maharaj Janak, like others. Always chanting, remembering, anyhow maintaining life, making your children also pure devotees. And you should be very strict and strong. Try to help others also.
Jadi, Ekadasi adalah ibu daripada bhakti sendiri. Jadi kalau kita ingin mendapatkan bhakti itu sendiri, jadi hendaknya kita mendekati ibu kita sendiri, yaitu Ekadasi itu sendiri. Dan oleh karena demikian, keinginan-keinginan kita yang berupa keinginan material yang bersifat sementara itu akan bisa dihindarkan. Jadi kalau kita sudah melaksanakan segala sesuatu yang telah digariskan di dalam pemujaan pada Sri Krishna, maka secara berangsur-angsur kita akan bisa meninggalkan kegiatan-kegiatan kita secara material, yang mana kegiatan material itu sebenarnya hanya bersifat sementara. Jadi hendaknya kita tidak tertarik dengan kegiatan-kegiatan yang membuahkan hasil yang bersifat sementara itu. Hendaknya kita berusaha tahap demi tahap mendekatkan diri pada seorang guru kerohanian. Hanya dengan demikian akhirnya kita akan bisa mencapai kepada tingkatan akhir pada kita, yaitu suatu kebahagiaan yang tidak berakhir dengan suatu kedukaan.
Translated? He's asking a question that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira. He was remembering Gayatri months. I told that, what war? Certainly. The Navadvip Leela is more important than Jagannath Puri, even Gambhira. In Mahaprabhu, what he is telling, what he is doing, his pastimes are in Ashtakaliya Leela. It may be that this Gambhira Leela will not be. But Ashtakaliya. But this is. And there what he is saying? Or if he is doing Brahma Gayatri is clean. No? Not other than anything. And what is the meaning? That Krishna being himself and he is remembering. Oh, Bhargadevasya dhimahi and Sisut prachodayat. What are? It would be very, very high class of. He can do. Only three. Krishna mantra, Kama Gayatri. He will not chant. Oh, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He will not chant. Kling Gauraya Swaha. Kling Chaitanya. Oh, he will not. So we should try to realize all these things. You cannot imagine yourself. Gaur Premanande. It will be late for me. And if you want to hear something, you can hear by.
Jadi kegiatan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu di Gambhira itu jauh lebih penting atau jauh lebih mensucikan kehidupan kita. Dan dengan mendengarkan lila atau kegiatan beliau pada saat beliau bermeditasi.